What are your thoughts about, there are a number of trials now looking at AIs in the prevention setting and in the DCIS setting. You know, tamoxifen, when the prevention trial came out, there was a lot of excitement, and yet people really didn't use it very much, particularly in the high-risk setting. What do you think about the potential of AIs?
I think it's going to be some of the same problems, personally. I think that women don't intuitively want to take a pill to prevent something. And I'm not just quite sure why that is. I think people in general like to think that there's maybe a lifestyle intervention that could be more effective or could be equally effective. I don't think in breast cancer, if there is one, I don't think we know what it is. We may be learning increasingly that exercise and keeping weight down may be important. And those are obviously things that are good for everything, so that's pretty easy. I think people really have voted with their feet not to take tamoxifen for prevention. It's actually quite startling. I think the only groups of women that really go for it in any big way are the gene carriers. And I suspect it'll be the same with the AIs, and particularly if there's issues around osteoporosis. I mean, having said that, maybe it's part of the reason that women aren't as well treated for osteoporosis as they should be. You know, it's calcium, it's vitamin D, and for many women, it's probably bisphosphonates, and I know they're undertreated in Canada. I think they are everywhere.
I think there's always been kind of a bugaboo about tamoxifen in terms of vasomotor symptoms, quote, weight gain, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Whether that's really true or not, somehow that people have come to believe it. What about the AIs, just in terms of tolerability?
Well, the AIs look to be, I mean, I think the hot flashes with tamoxifen are real. They show up in every placebo study. Weight gain doesn't. A lot of these other things don't. But I think the AIs as well have a similar range of hot flash symptomatology. And while those things are not so bothersome for some women, I think for some they're really deal breakers, and they probably will be with the AIs. I think tamoxifen and the AIs are similar in a way in that they both have some potential long-term difficulties, endometrial cancer, DVT, maybe short or long-term, but the endometrial cancer is probably a bit more long-term. The osteoporosis is a bit more long-term. I suspect that treating patients long-term with AIs, which it looks like we're certainly going to be doing in the adjuvant setting, we may be doing in the prevention setting, it's probably going to be an AI and a bisphosphonate. And that's kind of like double trouble, double potential for toxicity as well as double benefit. I suspect that a lot of these women that might be on an AI either for adjuvant or prevention are probably being undertreated for osteoporosis already. So that's maybe not so much of an issue directly related to the AI per se.
What about the arthralgias in your own experience? How often do you see patients who have to stop or switch an AI or just it's intolerable?
It's such a peculiar thing. I think it's a real phenomenon. I think these aches and pains that people get are a real AI phenomenon. I think you definitely see it more with the AIs than with, say, tamoxifen or whatever. I don't know if it's 5%, but it's something like that.
Right, the absolute difference between tamoxifen and the AIs.
Yeah, and some of these women get really miserable, and in many of them, you take them off the drug and it goes away. But I've had some patients that I've taken off an AI, put back on tamoxifen in the adjuvant setting, and they're still having aches and pains, and they've been back and forth, and it's not clear to me that it's related. And other times I think it really is related. I've had patients who've switched AI and been better, and ones who've switched AI and haven't been better. And I think it's really puzzling. And I guess it's an estrogen-lowering thing. Aches and pains are something that's reported as a menopausal symptom, but I think it's generally regarded as not all that common or not all that serious. But maybe we don't always listen to what women tell us about their menopausal symptoms. I definitely think it's a real phenomenon with the AIs. It's probably the biggest reason patients come off it, except for hot flashes.